Rejoice always in the Lord is a message we should hear today. This third Sunday of Advent is called Rejoicing Sunday. It was also known as Gaudete Sunday, using the Latin word gaudium for rejoice. The English word joy also is rooted in the Latin word gaudium. This is the time for joy or rejoicing as we move closer to Christmas. The priest wears light-hearted pink vestments at the Sunday liturgy to bring some joy. In the cold of winter, what is it that brings us joy or rejoicing? Today, joy often seems absent. We sense so many problems and challenges. In the book, The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien, we read about a hobbit sitting in a dark underground maze, conversing with a wizard who has forgotten the way. I wish it need not have happened in my time, said Frodo. So do I, said Gandalf, and so do all who live to see such times, but that is not for them to decide. All we have to do is decide what to do with the time that is given to us. As we move closer to the holidays, Christmas may be a time of sadness, of being alone and remembering loved ones who are no longer with us. Others may be homebound and cannot celebrate with family. What brings us joy? When we receive a Christmas present, we may have a moment of joy, but it doesn't last. We may share the joy of being with family and friends, but that, too, does not last very long. What does bring us joy? Worshiping with our church community provides us with some joy as we sing Christmas carols like Joy to the World, and as we remember the infant Jesus. There is a deeper reason for rejoicing. And being joyful at this halfway point of Advent, we rejoice because God chose to enter humanity, to become human, one of us. We are not alone. God is with us, and we have an ultimate destiny with God. If we stop to reflect on this mystery, how wonderful it is that God would empty himself to join with humanity, to experience what we experience, and to save us by uniting us to God. This is cause for joy. Joy and praise are closely related. How many of our Psalms of the Old Testament are prayers of praise? When we praise God for the gifts that we have received, we experience joy. When we praise God for the gift of His becoming one of us in our humanity, our hearts can be deeply joyful. John the Baptist preached in the desert wilderness where his life was difficult. At first, no one was there to hear him. He continued to preach in the wilderness. Eventually, a trickle of people began to come and hear what he had to say, to hear his call to change their lives and become open to the coming of God's reign. He desired to point them toward the true source of their joy, Jesus, the source of their rejoicing. John said, I am a voice crying out in the desert. Make straight the way of the Lord, as Isaiah the prophet said. He continued to quote Isaiah, I rejoice heartily in the Lord. In my God is the joy of my soul. For he has clothed me with a robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice. He pointed us toward Christ. There is one among you whom you do not recognize. whose sandals I am unworthy to loosen. We paraphrase Mary's Magnificat. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has lifted the lowly and filled the hungry with good things. Because of her joy, she proclaimed at her Annunciation, I am the servant of the Lord. Let him use me as he desires. And finally, today we hear St. Paul in the second reading, Brothers and sisters, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In all circumstances, give thanks. For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. All we have to do is decide what to do with the time that is given to us.